The United States, a nation of 340 million people, boasts an extensive network of interstate highways and public airports, yet it currently lacks a high-speed rail, HSR, system. However, recent developments indicate that the country may be on the verge of establishing its first high-speed rail lines. Two projects are currently under construction: the ambitious San Francisco to Los Angeles route, which faces significant geographical challenges, and the more straightforward Las Vegas to Los Angeles line. Additionally, plans for further connections, such as a line from Portland to Seattle and another between Dallas and Houston, are in the works. Despite these advancements, experts caution that progress is slow and uncertain. Rick Harnish, a representative from the High Speed Rail Alliance, highlights the importance of these projects as a step towards modernizing the U.S. rail system. However, he also notes that the planning for the Portland-Seattle line is progressing at a sluggish pace, and the future of the Texas line appears uncertain following the cancellation of a substantial federal grant. In stark contrast, China's high-speed rail network is set to exceed 50,000 kilometers this year, while Europe has developed over 8,500 kilometers of HSR lines, demonstrating a significant gap in infrastructure investment between these regions and the U.S. The lack of a high-speed rail system in the U.S. can be attributed to a cultural preference for automobiles and a general skepticism about the necessity of such projects. Will Doig, an American rail industry journalist, emphasizes that many Americans are resistant to the idea of high-speed rail, particularly if it impacts their local communities. Furthermore, the U.S. government has shown a tendency to withdraw funding from rail initiatives, which complicates the establishment of a robust high-speed rail network. Amtrak, the government-owned passenger train service, currently does not operate any high-speed trains, although it plans to introduce new Acela trains later this year. These trains will run on the Northeast Corridor, but only a small portion of the route allows for speeds exceeding 150 miles per hour. The California High-Speed Rail Project, expected to be completed by 2033, is being managed by the state of California, while the Brightline West Line from Los Angeles to Las Vegas is a privately funded endeavor anticipated to open in 2028. Experts argue that for high-speed rail to succeed in the U.S., a cultural shift towards public transportation is essential. The federal government must play a crucial role in supporting these initiatives. However, political challenges persist, as evidenced by recent federal decisions to withdraw funding from proposed projects. Scott Sherron from Alstom, a French train manufacturer, raises concerns about the political will to invest in rail infrastructure compared to other transportation modes. The densely built environments of major cities further complicate the feasibility of high-speed rail lines, indicating that significant changes are necessary for the U.S. to catch up with global standards in rail travel.